time. I really appreciate it. I'll do an overview of the agenda. First, we'll review the agenda like we're doing right now. We're going to move review and approval of minutes until we get one, so when somebody shows up, I think we'll move it to a later time. We're going to open with Robert giving an overview or review of the prioritized activities list that we developed at the retreat the last time we saw each other. We'll do some small group exercises that will help us prioritize from that list. We'll do some report outs, talk about putting together an ad hoc work group to develop quantitative objectives, and then that'll be it for today. Any questions about our agenda? Well, great. So I guess I'll pass it over to Robert to
just
tell
people walking down Public Walk the street.
Yeah. Would you like to join?
Okay. Well, hi everybody. So you know, hopefully this won't be a three-hour meeting. Just so you know, we did allow time and pace. But so this is sort of a follow-up to our first session where we presented that huge roster of potential ideas. So then in the groups, they were prioritized on flip charts and through notes on the chart. So then I took them and redid the list. So we dumped some of the outliers, like, you know, free gym memberships and reopen the bathhouses. Nothing wrong with those. But and then I combined a lot of them were similar, like housing. And then I grouped them by the NHAS goals, which will be, you know, we're using the plan. And then I did subcategories just where, you know, where it seemed logical. Yay! You've just quorumized us.
Oh, good. Now we can do things.
Quorumized.
What?
Is that for?
So.
It is now.
So, yeah. All right. So this is the resulting list. It's been shrunk to only 108 ideas. So what the goal of today is to work through this and figure out which ones we're going to include in the plan and to what degree we sort of prioritize them, if we prioritize them. Like, just so you know, like, my feeling about it is all of these could be in the plan if we wanted, you know, it's just a matter of getting them done. And even if I look at, like, shrinking this list in half, I more and more feel like we're going to may need to propose some sort of plan implementation committee or something that could actually work on all these. If we believe in them and the council buys into them, you know. Because there's a lot of work just to follow up on them, but we can get to that later. But I throw it out there as we think about it, we know that there's implications to how many we choose, you know. But I'd like for this day to end up with, you know, sort of a sense for which are our number one priorities and, you know, which ones we don't need, you know, and then I will add those to sort of other objectives in the plan that are more about procedural stuff that we'll do anyway. So I don't think we need to read through the list again altogether. I mean, we could if you want. Let me tell you what my idea was, and we can decide as a group how you want to do this. I did these forms that Liz has, which I thought we'd break. There's not enough for everybody, because I thought we'd break into small groups. And, yeah, so you just look at it. So the idea would be that I numbered them, and this is a PDF, so don't get messed up. So you would put the number down and then rank it from what I have here, 1 to 5, 5 being highest. And then there's a row for whether it's fundable through existing resources or not. And I don't know actually if that's important. I mean, we may leave that out because it feels like a distraction. But if something seems like, you know, it's way outside or is, I guess we could note that. I don't know if that's important. But the other thing I remembered is, you know, we have the luxury of 5 years, not just 3. So some of the ideas could be staged in later. So whether it's a high priority idea or not, you might feel like, well, we could start that in year three or year four. Like developing standards of care around PrEP could be a year three activity. Or, you know, we could move towards a system of opt-out PrEP for high-risk negatives over 5 years. So I sort of put these tables in here to use whoever you might want. So I thought we could break into two groups, and one could start with goal number one, which is kind of all the prevention stuff, mainly PrEP ideas. And then another group could break into goal number two, which are the care issues. And then we could figure out where we are with goal number three as we move through. And I thought, I don't know, as groups, I thought maybe you could make some decisions together. So, you know, this isn't, you know, then you could sort of, you could sort of see what floats to the top. It's really a way to sort through these, see which ones we want to keep and dump, and see which ones are most important. Another way to do that would be for all of you alone to sit here with the list and this, I suppose, and do your own, you know, and I could, like, collate that and see, you know, what happens. But, you know, or we could do it as one large group and try and work through the whole list. I mean, it seems like a lot, but I don't think it will take, you know, forever. If it takes a minute per, it's 100, you know, it's a couple hours. So what do people think? You get the intent of it, right, the goal? Because I don't know how else to deal with it. And I honestly, you know, I like 90% of these, I think, are really good. You know, I don't think there's a lot of fluff in here. Yeah.
I like the idea of small groups. That's all I wanted to say.
I was just going to say, we kind of were working with theories, if I'm not mistaken. So the only thing that I'm a little bit not sure about with this activity, the way that it's structured now, is that it's going to be, even though they're broken up into sections that kind of can make sense, or they're kind of populated together, there's still a lot of them. Mm-hmm. So if you're even just looking at the prevention section, and there's 31 things on there, kind of figuring out from start to finish, what is the most important and least important seems like it's going to take a very long time. So I guess I'm wondering if there was anything that was useful that came out of that exercise in the retreat, where we could look at these as themes and sort of rank themes and then rank activities under those themes.
What text did you really give me that? Okay. Like themes? Well, what it pulled to the fore were sort of which ideas were the most, well, first let me sort through, which is really important, but then which were the most prominent, and then so those appear usually at the beginning of these sections. But then, you know, so it didn't really emerge that way. But what I would want to say about that is, like, I don't know that, I don't see it as sort of taking the 31 and sort of ranking them. I just see it as sort of like, what's the group's reaction to each one by one? But is that too rudimentary then? So we may end up with 31 that everyone thinks are fours or fives, and then we're sort of nowhere?
Well, I mean, I think it seems like we are ranking, right?
It's we can. It's totally, we don't have to, but I'm trying to think of some way to see what's most important. The thing I don't know the answer to is, if it gets a one or two, then is it, can we dump it? I mean, is there a criteria for what we include?
Can I ask a couple questions that might at least help me conceptualize?
Sorry to talk this through with you all, but
no, I think that's good. I think we're at the right medium size to do it in small groups or large groups, but the conversation is helping at least. So there are 108. So if we get this down to 105 or 50 or 20, we have to kind of do an update and report on these or discuss them at some point. That's sort of, if I remember from our food and comprehensive plan, it's sort of like a requirement. Assuming this is the same, that there's some reporting of how how we're achieving those, we're working toward these. And so with that, like 108 is such a large number of things to track long term. But also, just glancing at these, some of these are seem very philosophical and not data or measurable in a way that you can demonstrate by saying we did this because A, B, and C, but you know, this is important and I hope this is an ideal. Would it help to maybe differentiate between those two kinds of things where something is measurable and smart and attainable, you know, we can demonstrate reaching at some point, and this is just something that's really important that we see as a value that we want to embrace, but
it seems like
we can't really demonstrate if we need it or not.
It seems like connected to funding.
Yeah.
Right, but you're like the very first one is like, I would say, kind of maybe fits into that philosophical category. And then the second one is more specific. It doesn't say develop stigma campaigns, it says explore, but, you know, so that's, yeah, that is one distinction that we can make, yeah. So there that are sort of like ideas, like housing as, I think later on it says, you know, adopt principle of housing as healthcare, which is nothing we have to do anything about, it's just, it kind of becomes an underlying theme of the work of the council.
What if we took these sort of overall areas that you've identified and tried to, if we worked as small groups, maybe the prep one is really big, but try to get them, each one of those sections, down to like one goal, like one actionable item, whether that is combining these things, prioritizing them in terms of whether they're measurable or not, so then we can just rate those. I mean, I just think it's, I don't think there's any, there's no possibility that we can do this with 108 items.
Well, no, and I don't think we, but why would you want to get it to only one if all five are good? I mean, if you like all five. Mm-hmm.
I guess I'm just wondering, I would imagine that there's some areas of overlap or some areas where we pull something from here and kind of put it together to create something that is comprehensive of these ideas, but is more doable.
You know, actually, these are I did try and combine all of them into these, so hopefully there is no overlap anymore. There will be thematic overlap, but I took all of the elements of what an expanded prep training might be and put them all into number 10. So, because that was the last exercise to do, like find the ones that are, you know,
alike.
Yeah, so that there wouldn't be overlap. I mean, you know, they are sort of bound together, yeah. But I hear what you're saying, you know, how do we, you know, it's not just a matter of deciding where you feel about these, but eliminating some.
Yeah, I mean, even if it's 108 amazing ideas, we can't do
right
here.
Right.
So I think that's the point of ranking, right, is to try to figure out what rises to the top and is the most important. So I'm wondering if there's kind of like a first pass at ranking so that we get this 108 down to something manageable and then kind of like a second pass.
Yeah, the other thing I would say, though, and I'm
just making this.
Yeah, no, it's a good idea. The other thing is, like, these categories are arbitrary. They sort of emerged out of the recommendations. So there's no reason we have to have, say, an awareness and stigma activity. Like, that's not a requirement, because these are just new activities we're proposing. You could have no HIV awareness stigma and 15 PrEP. You know, I'm sorry, I hope that, I know that sounds, makes it worse, but it is true that this is just sort of whatever rose to the top as new ideas, you know, this time. So I just wouldn't want to just arbitrarily say we have to have one for each of these, because we could. But we don't. I feel like I'm just making the task harder, though. One thing we could say is if we're going through as a group, you know, if an item gets a 1 or a 2, or even maybe a 3, that might be something we eliminate.
But that still involves going through all of the data, right?
Right, well, we're going to do two groups, yeah. One to start with prevention and repair. I don't know that it would take too long to go through 108. I think it would take a couple hours. But is that too much?
I guess we'll find out.
Well, I'm, I, but throw out ideas. I'm sorry. I feel like kind of I'm not being very helpful. I just don't want to arbitrarily say, okay, cut this in half and bring it back with. But you might, cut it in half.
I think if we do start with two groups, one takes goal one, the other takes goal two, looks like it's about an equal amount, like around 30-ish for each goal. I think that could take us 30 minutes, if you're right, if it does take 1 minute per, which I don't think it will take a minute per. But, I mean, that might be a good start for our first 30 minutes, and then we see where we're at.
So the idea is that as our small groups, we would come to the consensus on the ranking of that thing in 1 minute per item?
Yeah, that was the thought.
No way.
So just quickly, what is it? What do you think? Four, five.
We do a half an hour of check-in. We'll see what those sites are.
We could do 15 minutes of check-in.
Yeah. I just point out that the rooms just put down the ones that you want to keep in store.
Right. The ones you don't want to just not put on there at all. Yeah.
So should we try to go through both rank 1 to 5 and also prioritize the year?
Well, the thought was, what I said before was we have this luxury of a 5-year period, so it may seem a lot to do all at once, but some of them could start in year 3 or 4. So if it wasn't, a number one priority for the group, but it seemed like something you want to do, you could, draw a line through 4 and 5, or check your 4 and 5, and, we could put it in to be done in year 4 and 5. We don't have to do it, but it's in the plan as something we propose to do. So this was a way to sort of accommodate more activities. It's just not everything starts year one. So my thought was the group could go, that's good, but we're not ready. Let's put it in year 5. And then the idea is to see where we sort of come out here, basically, as to whether it gives us something to work with, if we're not. And I think you can be strict about it. Number one, stigma is important. This is the other thing, dealing with Dean's comment about maybe you don't need to do the ranking for things that are philosophical. If it's more of a foundational point, housing is critical, or housing is healthcare, just put a mark by that's more sort of, what's the word besides philosophical?
Value.
Yeah, value, like a B. And so that we don't have to vote on, because that's not something that's an activity that has to be done. But among the prep activities, there's so many good ideas here. I, as a consultant, don't want to just arbitrarily, say these are the ones, and I couldn't do that. So the group would move through and go, that's a good one, that's good, that's a 3, that's 3.5, whatever.
Ben, you had some ideas about groups.
Yeah, I think 2 groups and then 1 group taking goal 1 and 1 group taking goal 2 could be a good start. And then I like Dean and Robert, your idea of checking in 15 minutes and seeing how that first 15 minutes went.
And then putting a V for value by the ones that are not action steps, that wouldn't require active activities, but are just underlying sort of beliefs we have about the system. Enthusiasm is. I'm sorry. I really. Is it just not? But whatever. Let's try it. Let's try it.
It's good. I mean, we got a lot of great feedback over the whole good ideas.
Right, and we're winnowing it down. Yeah, and after 15 minutes, it feels not working. We'll do something else.
Yeah. I think this was a lot of work, actually. It's kind of distilling everything and organizing it.
Work, Kevin and Oscar.
They were last time.
Okay. So I'm just trying to figure out how many people.
Everybody. Maybe I'm not, though.
Does anybody have an affinity towards group one or group two?
No, I don't.
One deals with, obviously, with prevention and care being a two or...
We could return to the groups we had last time if it's equal. Is it equal if we return to the groups?
You and me and Tracy
and one other person.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
So would that be okay? Yeah. Jack, Daryl, Kevin, and then maybe Wade? Because I think you weren't here, right?
A lot of the day.
Right.
Here for the
right. Is that okay?
Sure.
Come on this way. We're all learning how to go.
And I'm just thinking, you know, just it's a quick response to the idea. It's not for number 39.
Eight.
No, this comes up to eight.
How many do you guys
have? 420.
How many 20? This is not a yeah.
It's a different list.
Right.
Some of ours are merging them.
Great. Well, so what should we be going?
Go.
Yeah.
Okay. If you guys get through it, you can move on to number to goal three.
Okay. Let's go for another 15 minutes. I'm going to actually move backwards in the agenda, since we have quorum, to review and approve our minutes from June 8th. So maybe I'll give you maybe 60 seconds to look over the minutes, because I think a lot of you already did review the minutes.
Under 13, can we just put Kevin and then I want the P as well? We had him on the first page. That was one thing I saw.
Any additional edits to the minutes? It seems that there are no further edits. We approve the minutes. Great. So we finished our break. We're scheduled to do another round of our small group work until 5. So right now I have us at 4:35, so let's go back to our small groups, continue our prioritization activity, and I'll check in maybe 5 minutes before 5 to see where we're at. Robert appreciates all your hard work.
Not the other one.
Yeah, I do. This was the only way to do it. But, you know, I think we eliminated quite a bit, removed a lot of division. So one thing is that, you know, sort of as we went, we sort of realized that you need some vision statements at the up front that encapsulate these beliefs, like, ones we sort of came towards one on housing and the importance of housing and ideas about how to improve it, the importance of a new commitment to cross-county collaboration, sort of, you know, something we can emphasize that crosses, and cultural competency. So, you know, correspondence of staff. But I think there are, or did some emerge off the top of your guys' head along those lines?
Yeah, definitely around the stigma.
Stigma,
a statement. And,
a lot of stuff about harm reduction, stuff about mentoring.
Supporting and sustaining things that we are doing well, or just recently started. Supporting training and education on craft and making them more inclusive of other populations.
How many of the prep, do you keep most of the craft recommendations?
We deleted, it looks like, 3 or 4, and we combined a few.
Okay.
Some of them we combined into a larger value statement or into more specific of a one instead of two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. On the prevention side, there's nothing about the condoms at all. So
right.
Looks like some just, we noticed that's kind of a sort of
moving on from condoms.
isn't that over?
I don't know. I don't know how well it
did show
health
up.
Health department representative. You know.
It was, yeah.
It's just
that
the board
people
aren't using condoms,
again.
But I mean, I just was an HIV prevention panel about condoms. It's, interesting. But hey,
it's Well, I mean, maybe we need to have somebody here from STD Prevention and Control on the council, because I think that's the thing, right? In terms of HIV prevention, we're like, crap! It's really the STD people that are like, don't stop using condoms, that's crazy!
Oh, which, of course.
Wasn't that Frank?
Was that Frank?
Yeah.
Oh, who was that person?
Yeah, I guess so.
What happened to that seat during the merge council? Is it still?
Charles Pham, I guess.
Yeah, but it's not STD control and prevention. It's just it's control and prevention. It's not control and prevention.
No, but we can include, we can definitely have the word condom, the plan somewhere. Just so if someone starts for it.
How many lanches? How many inside?
Not a flare.
Prevention, you don't want to throw it out.
But then that will be off the charts in terms of mentions in the document.
Yeah.
Right, for sure. Well, that's where it's right now. But yeah, I think that's get the word condom in there. Sure, it's important.
Really,
yeah.
I just think the only thing
that prevents STDs, it's just fine. But you're right; it is funny. I just don't know how to put it in.
Well, it's hard because
objective
the resources
remember
for condoms. STD control are a lot more limited compared to all the resources for HIV.
I think
you
want to
be at the systems level. You want to support your fellow preventable disease providers.
I think you do. Yeah, I think you do it in the context of. Does not make condoms antiquated. It is still important for STD.
Yeah, but that's the conversation with Tracy, which is the reason people go on prep specifically so they don't have to use a condom.
It's their judgment.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that makes sense.
I think people are using it, it's a new safe sex.
I think CDC's attitude is more that condoms are, it's an available structural intervention that should be there, and jurisdictions should attempt to make sure that all barriers to condoms are addressed.
Right. Yeah.
But all the resources should be going to PrEP, is
yeah.
the way that I interpret it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, all the monies should go to PrEP,
mm-hmm.
but you should always have condoms as a structural intervention. It should just be there.
Yeah.
The
right, it's there, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
Rebecca.
So, for next. So do you want to talk about next steps on this? Or I think our last meeting supposedly is next month. And so, I mean, the obvious next step is to bring forward a draft set of goals and objectives based on needs that also incorporate, established things that are ongoing that will also have as objective, like do an annual prioritization allocation process. So we'll write those up and have them out to you, a week ahead of the meeting. And I think the thing to do at the next meeting is to go through them and bring your comments in advance, not like throw it at you like this. in retrospect, maybe we could have a week to do this and then do the ranking, we could have, but it's a crisis. So the other thing, the other, moving to the next agenda item, do you want to do that?
Yeah. A quantitative objectives, I think we're calling it a special meeting.
Yes. Okay. I was informed by Ellie that we really don't have the authority to create any work group. I just put it on there because it sounded fancy. But yeah, so this is the issue here is we need to have objectives in the plan that are along the lines of the federal guidelines, like reduce the percentage of new HIV infections by 5% each year, reduce the percentage of new infections among transgender persons by 10-20% by 2021. Increase the percentage of virally suppressed people. So it's all against baseline. We don't actually have to have a target percentage. We can say 10% more than what it, right.
Yeah.
And they can be staged annually, or we could have they could be, end of the period. In any case, so, I communicated by email with Dean and Tracy about this to say, what's the best process? I think we agreed not to do it here. And so we're going to set up a meeting prior to within the next month to sit down and draft these. So this will also be part of the goals and objectives. So I guess the question here is, who is anyone on this group, except Dean, who's required, want to be at that meeting? And then we'll loop you in to setting it up. It's going to be somewhat arbitrary creation of objectives, but believe me, if you saw the states, do you see the states objectives?
I was just
going
to say, have you had a look at the states objectives?
God.
I was like, whoa.
It's crazy. They literally have.
Yeah,
they have 40.
And they're all surveillance based.
And no action, no strategies to achieve them. Just literally every subpopulation has different survive objective. And then ran with it.
Ran with it. Hopefully we'll see that.
Yeah, but I think we need, we don't need, the national strategy has 10 indicators.
I
total.
Think it's better with the journal
five or six
that we want to measure.
Completely agree.
Sense.
Rep utilization, viral suppression, new positives.
Absolutely.
Maybe reducing late testing, just very obvious low-hanging fruit. So anyone can volunteer? You don't have to. No stigma attached.
I mean, if it works
to your lack of commitment to HIV and people with HIV.
If it works with my schedule, I would come, so it's a template.
It'd be great if you're there.
Okay. Yeah, can you just send it out, I guess, to the group so you know when it's happening, and then you can kind of.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll set the time and then let everyone know when the time is. Okay, great.
Sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, so then those will just be incorporated into the draft, those objectives. And, if I have the chance to draft the visions little sections, I'll also bring those. But I think, just FYI, for the most part, the plan section review will be done by email from, after next month, because we'll need to really look at the focus on the goals and objectives. And as we said, I think if anyone has an issue, if there's serious issues with any of the stuff, if we have to talk through these vision statements and wordsmith a bit, we can set up a conference call, and I'm trying to do it that way. At first we weren't going to do this, but now it becomes pretty clear that we need to encapsulate a lot of beliefs and commitments in the plan. I'm trying. Thanks for working so hard. I appreciate it. I don't need to get the ranking sheets. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just filling the time. Just kidding.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Yes.